Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Two teenagers are dead after a crash on the Cross Island Parkway in Queens early today. 1010 Winds Darius Radzius has a story from the scene.
Police say a 19-year-old woman and a 15-year-old boy was killed here early Saturday morning right below me of the 150th Street Bridge. They were found in the southbound lanes of the Cross Island at 2 a.m. laying next to a moped. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene, and the boy later died at a nearby hospital. The moped that appeared to have little damage was loaded by police onto a flatbed tow truck. Investigators are still trying to figure out the cause of the crash, but police believe that the driver of the moped lost control and struck the wall of the overpass here. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Whitestone, Queens.
Winds used him 11:03. Gunfire under the Friday night lights. Two teens were wounded in a shooting at a football game in Wayne.
The shots were heard toward the end of the game at Passaic County Technical School. Jasmine Sanchez heard seven shots. She tells CBS News New York they were coming from the parking lot area away from the football field. She was there to watch her daughter performing in a band.
I had to cover her because there were gunshots and I was scared if they would hit one of us or something, you know.
Sources tell 1010 Winds both teenage victims, a boy and a girl, are expected to be okay. Police have the gun used, and the person who fired it has been arrested. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Wayne, New Jersey.
That suspect, a 16-year-old, is charged with the juvenile equivalents of attempted murder, weapons possession, and more. The holiday weekend got off to a decent weather start. Do we get to keep it? AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire?
Yeah, I think we do, Kathleen. It should stay pretty nice overall. We are going to have a lot of clouds around today, but we should see at least some breaks of sun, especially during the afternoon. It's also going to stay a bit on the humid side. However, showers and thunderstorms hold off until late tonight, after midnight. Then they linger into tomorrow morning. The afternoon, though, tomorrow does look drier with just a chance for a thunderstorm, and it's going to remain warm and humid, feeling very summer-like. Beautiful weather is going to follow for Labor Day itself. We'll have lots of sunshine and highs are going to be in the mid-70s. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
Now, this is a huge travel weekend. TSA expects to screen more than 17 million people through next Wednesday. And on the ground,
a record number of Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. While gas prices are down about 40 cents a gallon on average from a year ago, many drivers still think they're paying too much.
Gas prices are way too high.
Some prices are decent, some prices are outrageous.
Comes down real slow, goes up real fast.
Prices are getting crazy.
It is what it is, and we just kind of grunt and go on with our lives.
Regardless, AAA says domestic travel will be up about 10% this Labor Day weekend.
Correspondent Jim Crusoe. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest AccuWeather updates, traffic, and everything else you need for the holiday weekend. The big party is coming on Eastern Parkway, and the security plans are in place.
In addition to the sequin-studded costumes, the food and fun.
There are 22 rhythm and steel band floats that are going to be utilized during the parade when it kicks off at 6 a.m. on early Monday morning. When we go to the West Indian Day Parade, there are 33 bond floats.
And Chief Charles McAvoy adds 18 truck floats. With big crowds comes big concerns for safety. Chief Scott Henderson.
We're going to use our community partners to make sure that any issues that arise are handled appropriately before we have to take any action.
Juvet will be managed with floodlights and wanded checkpoints. Uniformed police will be along the route, aided by technology high above. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
More concerns about West Nile virus in the area. New Jersey officials say two people have died of the virus and report a total of eight cases. Seven of the victims ended up in the hospital with neurological symptoms, including the two who died. On Long Island, Suffolk health officials report two more cases for a total of seven. No deaths so far there. Health officials across the area are reminding people over 50 or with medical conditions to be extra vigilant to avoid mosquito bites and if they get medical treatment immediately if they feel ill. Here's Pete McCarthy with sports.
Well, it's the last day of August as the dog days fade and the stretch drive begins for the Mets and Yankees. The Yankees riding high after last night's 6-3 win over the Cardinals that saw Austin Wells deliver his first career multi-homer game. That's key with Wells sitting behind Aaron Judge.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm accepting it and embracing the challenge.
courtesy of Yaz. Wells not only protecting Judge, but picking him up a night ago. Today, Will Warren starts on the mound for the Yanks as they continue their series with the Cardinals. A 105 first pitch. You can hear the action on WFAN. The Mets will be playing under the lights against a team that is chasing Mets history. The 1962 Mets have long been the losingest team in Major League history, but these 2024 White Sox are on pace to lose even more. And these current Mets hoping to further nudge them in that direction tonight. Game time set for 7:10. You can tune in on Odyssey Mets Radio, 880 AM. Another busy day ahead at the U.S. Open, though hopefully one that ends a little earlier than last night's 2:35 a.m. finish. On the women's side, American Jessica Pegula looks to reach the fourth round. That'll be a noon match. Number one, Iga Świątek plays at 7. As for the men, it's pretty wide open with Carlos Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic already out. Number one, Jannik Sinner has a 1:30 match. Tommy Paul looking to join fellow American Sebastian Tiafoe, Taylor Fritz, and Brandon Nakashima in the fourth round. Pete McCarthy, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.